This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A little bit forward, right? Because in case somebody want to come from the back, or maybe everybody you need to come from the back. From the back, there is no space here. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa min wala. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una, wa anfa'na bima alamtana innaka sami'un mujibu al-du'a. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشى ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير everyone. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. I think we're gonna very soon need a bigger place. I know where we're gonna go this time. You figure out where we're gonna go. Subhanallah, how it is almost the same when I was in Jeddah, literally from one place to the other, one place to the other, and we had to go to a place to accommodate more than 200 people. SubhanAllah, it's the same story how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated. Alhamdulillah Rabbah, may Allah reward you. Everybody is interested, excited. Very soon we're going to start having exams in this class. This is the only way to make it, to cut down on the attendance. Alhamdulillah Rabbah. So we're going to continue, inshallah, with the Surah Yasin, probably. It's going to be today, and then we're going to be there tomorrow, next Tuesday. It's probably another 3 Tuesdays to finish it. And then I have a plan to do one more before Ramadan, inshallah. So if you all remember last week, we covered what does Surah Yasin covers, and more importantly, what does Surah Yasin, why it is so famous. There are so many things that there is. Some of the hadiths are completely rejected. Some hadiths are weak. But in general, you always have to say there's something special about Surah Yasin. There is that many. Even the one that is rejected, there has to be something special. And this is what you're going to, all as we're going to go through it, you're going to, bi-idhnillah, you will figure out. One of the things I want you all to remember, and remember now and remember when we will finish, bi-idhnillah, there is a connection between the beginning and the end of every surah in the Quran. Every surah in the Quran, the beginning is so much connected to the end. And sometimes it's so clear, sometimes you need to study. But in Yasin is one of the more obvious ones. And there's a connection between the surah before and the surah, like the before Yasin, and which is Fatir, and then after Yasin, which is after Yasin is Saffat. So you're going to see there is also a connection. These are a little bit hidden, meaning you really need to know a little bit more about the Quran. What I will recommend for everybody, and I think I said it last week, if I am correct, from today till Ramadan, less than 2 months, by the way. Now we are mid-January. It is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the 10th or 11th of March, less than 2 months. Question for everybody. As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when the A'rabi, the Bedouin, came to him and says, Mata sa'a? When is the hour? What did he say? Mada adatta laha? What did you prepare for it? Doesn't matter when it is coming. So everybody in this room, what did you prepare? Don't tell me food. No, I really mean it, because that's one of the biggest distractions. Yani, the biggest distractions in Ramadan is that we cook. And that doesn't mean we don't have to. Yani, of course, we have to eat, we're fasting. But it becomes a social club. It becomes invitations. It becomes you have to come, right? And we really need to change this culture. And nobody will change it unless you and me and each one of us individually say, no, I'll see you in Eid. This is actually what I do. I'll say, I'll see you in Eid. Anytime after Eid, you invite me, I'm coming. Allah did not create Ramadan for this. Why is that? Because it's a distraction during the day. Now you have people coming. I'm not talking about immediate family. And I'm talking about people that are friends, right? Now you come for iftar. You are already tired because you are fasting. Life goes on. You're cooking. Then you have to clean. Most of the time you will miss Tarawih. Or you're going to go, you're extremely tired. You will not be able to focus. What did we get? And can I do this another time? One of the advices I'll give to everybody. Anything that you can do it before or after Ramadan, you're going to do it before or after Ramadan. Unless it is ibadah muaqqata, unless it is something I have to do it in Ramadan, which is basically fasting. I'm going to Taraweeh. These are the only two things that is very specific to Ramadan. There is nothing like it outside Ramadan. Even the fasting is not the same as it is in Ramadan. So from now till and from today, what is your goal? What do you want to achieve this Ramadan different than last year? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take me or to take us or to take any one of us, He will reward me as if I have already did it. What is your goal? Don't tell me I want to akhtim Quran 5 times. That does not change us. That does not change us, unfortunately. It's not a race. What I need to learn is what the Quran will do to me. Before Ramadan, I need to say, I have this shortcoming. You say it to yourself. We all have a long list. May Allah forgive us. But let's say I'm going to do this one. I'll work on it throughout Ramadan. And then at the end of the Ramadan, see, did it work? Did you change? What is your relationship with the Quran? What is your relationship with the people? Did you become more generous? Are you more giving? So put goals. Each one is different. Look at and be very honest with yourself. What is the one thing that people say negative about you? Not one person, not two, not three. Or you know it. I am this, I'm that. And be honest. Put it and says, I'll work on myself this Ramadan. So the point I'm trying to make here is make sure in Ramadan you're going to get one or two chapters in the Quran you will understand. You will understand what Allah is telling you and you're going to start applying it. Because just reading and reading the translation, did it change us? And I want everyone to ask herself, don't answer me. Are you different from last Ramadan? Did it stay? In day of Eid, did you retain 50% of what you did in Ramadan? And you all are looking at me with sadness because it's reality, honestly. So let's put a goal. One of the goals, let's say, since we are doing Surah Yasin, let's make a goal. And I don't want to specify Yasin for Ramadan and then becomes bid'ah. Just because we have, let's say Yusuf or whatever we covered, Al-Ankabut, whatever we covered, go back to your notes, go back to the recordings as you are reading and look at it in a different lens. So here we're going to go and we're going to start covering Yasin. And I'm going to cover the first 1.5 pages, which is the beginning and the story of the village. First thing is Yasin. What is Yasin? And don't tell me it's a name, because it's not a name. Yes. Yeah, it's just letters. It's two letters. Ya and Sin. So Ya Sin. One scholar says it's Ya Ayyuhal Insan, O person, O human being. It's a call, a nida. But it's not a name. But we use it as a name out of beauty. It's a beautiful name. So Ya Sin. Now pay attention. And this is something very good, especially for the young, especially for those who memorize or memorizing the Quran. Every chapter in the Quran starts with letters followed by something about the Quran. True or false? Absolutely. Qaf wal Quran al Majid. Saad wal Quran al Dhikr. Alif Lam Mim al Baqara. Dhalika al Kitabu la Rayba Fi. Very few exceptions. For example, Ali Imran. Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. That's an exception. Alif Lam Mim fil Ankabut, we study it. Ahasib al-nasu ayutraku ayyakulu. But usually, especially when the one letter or two letters, it's usually followed by the Quran. So Allah says Yasin. What does He want me to know? Why did He say Yasin? Why did He put these letters? Number one, the answer is, I don't know. Then you are saying the truth. I don't know. I don't know why He said Yasin. Why didn't He say Mim, Wow? I don't know. Is my job to know? Is knowing going to change me? Then move on. Don't ask questions, especially with the Quran, that Allah did not explain it. And I'm not talking about ibadah because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explained it. Like I'm going to say, well, there is nothing in the Quran says Al-Fajr is 2 rukat. True. But Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam explained it. Done. But is it really going to change me if I'm going to say why it is Yasin and it is not Saad Noon? No. Then move on. Focus, put your energy on the most important thing. So the most important thing is next one. What is it? Wal-Qur'an il-Hakim. So as we said, there's al-Qur'an. But how did He describe the Qur'an? What is Hakim? Wise. Al-Qur'an is wise. Full of wisdom. You don't describe a computer as wise, do you? Doesn't make sense. But is it full of wisdom? Makes sense. So, والقرآن الحكيم only in ياسين، والقرآن المجيد في قاف، والقرآن ذي الذكر في صاد. Why is الحكيم؟ Now again, when you ask these questions, you're not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you're telling yourself, what is he telling me? Why al-Hakim? Why the Quran here, Allah says, full of wisdom? What is he telling me? When I don't understand why Allah wants me to do this or not to do this, the answer is, it's full of wisdom. I just don't know the wisdom. I don't ever or allow Shaytan to make me say the following. It does not make sense. I say to myself, Ya Wayli, woe on me. I'm saying to the words of my creator, it doesn't make sense. Parents, if the children say this to them, you get very upset, right? Youth, if your mom or dad or someone older than you say what you are saying doesn't make sense, you get very offended. True or false? And we are human. And I come and I say, this doesn't make sense. Why Allah said this? Yani, does he really? Ya Rahman. Every time I hear this, you know what I say in me? It tells me how Allah is forgiving. Because he doesn't get upset right away. And he does not punish me right away. Or you, or us. Keep going. Keep going. We'll talk. You know when you have a person who's wise and a person who's calm? He said, I'm not going to answer you. We'll talk about it later. Right? You always say, MashaAllah. That's how Allah is saying it. Allah is exalted. We'll talk about it on Day of Judgment. When I will see this statements or those statements in your book, in my book, والقرآن الحكيم. This statement, والقرآن الحكيم, is an oath. And this is something very powerful in the Arabic language. When you want to convince somebody, youth, what do you say? Wallahi. Don't you say this all the time? Wallahi, I didn't do it. Wallahi. Why you're using the oath? Why? Because what is coming is very important. And you want to make it a point. Believe me, I'm telling you. So, Wal-Qur'an al-Hakim is an oath. Allah made an oath by the Qur'an. So when you pick up the Qur'an, don't pick up the Qur'an lightly. He made an oath by it, full of wisdom. Anytime you see oath in the Qur'an, there has to be an answer. When you say, Wallahi, I'm going to wait. Okay, Wallahi what? Wallahi, I didn't do it. Wallahi, I didn't. Wallahi, I didn't say it. Wallahi, I did. Right? So there's something has to be. In the Arabic language, they call it Jawab al-Qasam. What is the Jawab al-Qasam huna? What is the answer here? Yasin wal-Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. Verily, you are among the messengers. Who is innaka? Who is you? Alayhi salatu wassalam. So what is he telling me and you? You again, everything in the Quran, I have to apply it on these days. When you read the tafsir, when you read the commentary on the Quran, they all tell you what happened in time of Mecca. Beautiful. But what does it mean to me? When I say it's a sunnah, this is how we are these days with the sunnah. It's a sunnah, why you're making a big deal of it? I didn't do anything. I don't need the extra when we get really arrogant. I don't need the extra good deeds. You finish the salah and you don't do a thing. You immediately you jump or you pick up your phone, you start talking to your friends. What about the sunnah of sitting after salah and making your adhkar? What happened to it? What happened to the two rukat after Maghrib or after Isha? What happened to the sunnah of fasting Monday and Thursday? Only Ramadan. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. To me, I know he's my messenger, but do I really know it in my daily life? Is he really part of my life? And this is a question for everybody in this room. Is he really part of my life? Every single day, he's part of my life. I put the shoes, I put my foot, I made a point, I put my feet, the right one first, for no other reason other than sunnah. And I take off the left shoes for no other reason. Not even easier or harder. And I'm used to it. This is how I was raised. No, it's sunnah. When you get lost, when the GPS is not making sense and you think you're getting lost, take the right thing. Why? Sunnah. May Allah make us among the people of al-yamin. When you buy, always do, when you buy, when you pick up things, make it odd. You want apple? 5, 7, 9. Why? Allah witr, yuhibbul witr. That's what he told us, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is one and he loves odd numbers. Are you with me? Innaka lamina al-mursalin. I know it, but what does it mean for me when I am living? Where is he in my life? Where is he in Ramadan? You need to read about him in Ramadan. How his character changed in Ramadan. Changes. He's like a different person. Am I following this? So, innaka lamina al-mursalin. I'm going to stop here and I'm going to say, I think I need to introduce Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam to my life. Where is alayhi salatu wasalam? I didn't hear any one of you said sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Why? How many times I mentioned his name? Where is it? How much is going to cost you? Half a breath. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Right? And what did he told me and you? من نسي الصلاة علي فقد ضل طريقه إلى الجنة. The person who forgot to say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he missed his path to Jannah. How many times we miss the path? Make it habits. This needs to become habits. Anything become habits, become very easy. Every time you say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who respond? He respond. Allah delivered this greeting to him and he respond. And actually 10 times, sallallahu alayhi ashra. Whoever said, send the salah to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will send back 10 times. How miser we are, Yanas. Wallahi, right? I'm going to say, every time I give you a dollar, right? Or you tell me, every time I give you a dollar, you're going to give me 10. I said, yes. And then you don't give me a dollar. Aren't you miser? Aren't you miser? $1. I'm going to give you 10 every time you don't. I forget. It's not important. Who said so? And the arguments. Who's the loser? Us. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. When you read this, now you're going to introduce the concept of where is the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in my life? Where is he? Adult before youth, don't blame them if they don't see it in their home on a daily basis. School will teach them, or TV will teach them, or work will teach them. I and you should teach them by action. Not by words. Bismillah, before we eat. Eat with your right hand. Simple daily things. Enter the house with your right feet. Leave with the dua. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah. So, innaka lamina al-mursaleen. Introduce my beautiful sisters. Introduce, bring back him. Bring him back to our homes. Bring him back to our homes. Right? He's not there. Occasionally, maybe, but not on daily basis, let alone frequently in my house. I sleep on my right side for no other reason other than he told me. I don't care if it's healthy or not. It is healthy, but I don't care. I'm not doing it because it's health. I'm doing it because he told me. And everything he told me and he say and he said and he did is truth and good for me. And that's the next ayah. إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. What he brought is the straight path. What he brought is the path that you and me will get me to Jannah very quickly. Very quickly. I don't have to go right and left. الصِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When you study physics, the shortest distance between two points is straight path. Put a straight line. Don't go this way and that way. هذا هو الصراط المستقيم. That's what we ask Allah every ruk'ah in our salah. 17 times a day minimum. اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He sent him ala siratan mustaqim. Everything. When I say siratan mustaqim, and Allah said it in Shura, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And you guide them to the right path. Wallahi, by Allah. As one of the scholars says, nothing will bring back this ummah to where it should be, or which will rectify its state other than what rectified the state of the first generation. They were worse than us, right? They were worse than us. What changed them? Two things. What? Al-Quran and الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. That's it. We don't need to invent the wheel. And I need to go on this and that and all these theories. And don't do any of this. Just go back. It worked. We in medicine, we have something we always apply it and they teach us. If it's not broken, don't fix it. If it is working, keep doing it. Right? Same thing for us. على صراط مستقيم. والله الذي له. This human being, humanity, will not come back to its humanity unless it follows what Allah said, because He is the one who created us and He knows what is the best for us. Our problem is either we don't know or we don't want to know, or when we know, how much we apply. I know, I know. How many times somebody tells you something? I know, I know. Okay, where is it? Right? You tell her, come close to me in salah. I know, I know. Okay, then move. Move and save my breath. No, still doesn't. Have you seen this in salah? Why do we do that? Why do I call you? Do I care if you are close to me or not? Is it going to make my salah better? Why do I do it? Or you should do it. Because he told me so. Back to innaka min al-mursaleen. He told me. When you hear the imam saying, tarasu, stawu, why? Because that's what he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. No, don't. Don't. Especially a woman. You pull her, she pulls back. Have you seen that? Subhanallah. I don't know why. The only people I love to pray next to them, you know who? The reverts. They come close. Have you seen it? Literally, Allah. And you feel, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الصَّفَّةِ. Like that, like that. And then sometimes even they make sure their feet. The rest is a different story. Change that and Ramadan is coming. We're going to pray jama'ah, whether in the house, whether with people, whether somewhere else. And do it because it's sunnah. Not because there's no space. Number one, it's sunnah. Now Allah says, عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And another meaning of الصِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ is the Qur'an. الصِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, one of the names of it is the Qur'an. Why? Because Allah followed by تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ. It's that thing that was sent. Are you all with me? Now pay attention to the two names Allah used. How many names that we know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At least 99, right? Some say 69, 99, and some says no limit. Because Allah taught us, and Allah a lot of these names kept it with Him. Why did He use these two? You all know Surah Yasin, right? Anyone in this room doesn't know Surah Yasin, raise your hand. Right? Alhamdulillah. Two, three. And we are more than one plus, 100 plus. So everybody knows. How many times you've read it? Don't ask me, and I don't want to know. Why did Allah say Al-Aziz Al-Rahim? Why didn't He say Sami' Al-Basir? Bismillah. Yes. He wanted, but what is the message He's telling me? What do I need to say? Ouch. Al-Aziz Al-Rahim. I need to sit better. I really mean it. This is when you read the Quran, keep asking yourself these questions. This is how you learn. What is Al-Aziz? Let's take it one by one. What is Al-Aziz? The mighty. What does the mighty mean? What do you say when you say somebody is mighty? What feeling? What feeling comes in me? Fear. Right? Fear. Ouch. Mighty. Allah, be careful. Can do anything. Right? And also from izzah, meaning dignity, dignified. Meaning he doesn't need me. Right? When you're dignified, I don't care. People come, people don't. I don't. I'm fine with myself. I'm aziz. Allah al-aziz. And then Ar-Rahim, completely the opposite. The owner of the mercy, not only the merciful, is the owner of the mercy. No one owns mercy on this earth, let alone on this universe, or in all the creation. No one owns mercy except, and no one gives it or allows us to give it except Him. Why did He say these two? What is He telling me? Related to the Quran, related to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran is connected. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. What is تنزيل القرآن? العزيز الرحيم. العزيز does not send anything but full of عزة. And Al-Aziz does not send anything other than it is full of rahmah. What do I need to do when I open the Quran? It should change me. It should change me. I become a woman of izzah and I become a woman of rahmah. I have to see the izzah of Allah when I'm reading. And I need to see the rahmah of Allah when I am reading. And I say, the Aziz sent these words, change the way you look at the Quran. Change the way you look at the Quran. It's not just, it's not, this is what I, one of the first things I was taught, it is not a bedtime story. It is not a bedtime story. You don't read it like you're reading a bedtime story or you are going through your social media and you're just seeing it and reading. This is the words of your Lord. The feeling change. Yaseen, والقرآن الحكيم إنك من المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. Why, Ya Allah? Why all this? Why do I have to have the Quran? I don't understand why I have to read. Why? It's the eggs. لتنذر. Ah, be careful. Warning, هذه. لتنذر قوما. ما أنذر أباؤهم فهم غافلون. Let's stop here. Let's see, is it us? Why Allah sent the Quran? The answer is in this ayah. Why Allah sent the Quran? Guidance, thank you. Huh? Warning. Now you're going to tell me everything Allah said, words of the Quran in the Quran. No, I want to know reality in my life. Why did He send me the Quran? It is my manual. When you buy anything, anything, let alone technology, what is the first thing you do? You read the manual. Because I have no idea. And when it doesn't work, what do? You go back to the manual. Why did Allah send the Quran? My manual. As a human being. One of the young professional yesterday, beautiful question, she was on this side. And she says, I don't know why I'm on this earth. Beautiful question. The answer is in the manual. How do I know this is what He wants from me? In the manual. In which way I'm going to use what He wants from me? In the manual. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا, meaning wake them up. مَا أُنْذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ doesn't apply to us. Unless I am a revert. But did my mom and your grandparents knows the Quran and knows Allah and they were Muslims? They were already. But the next word, فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ, I want to spend time on this. Heedless. 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 True or false? Are we heedless? Yes or no? If you say yes, tell me. Why? Why you're so hard on yourself? Don't be too hard on yourself. Don't you hear this all the time? Right? Why? I'm not heedless. Alhamdulillah, I pray, I fast. Rabbi lak alhamd. What is wrong with me? Why did you say yes? Now you changed your mind. Are we heedless? Yes or no? Who says yes? I don't know. I'll take that. Okay, yes. Yalla ya Noora. Why we are ghafil? We are heedless.
Asked us
to
seriously.
We don't take what Allah asks us to do or not to do seriously. True. Other one. There's so many. Yes. Heedless meaning you don't pay attention. Right? You're ghafila, you're clueless. I don't know why. Right? In the Arabic language, a beautiful one I love. It's called sabahlala. One of my teachers always used it. It's like, you know, by whatever it does, I'm with the flow. Allah doesn't want me to be with the flow. There is a reason why I'm here. So why I am sabahlala? Yes, Aya Karima. We are nowhere lowering our expectations. True or false? Absolutely. Alhamdulillah, I pray. That's what we say. Alhamdulillah, my daughter pray. No, these days. These days, alhamdulillah, she's a Muslim. Did you see how much we lowered? And I don't want to say other things, but you know what in my mind? We so much lowered the expectation. Why? Because we are ghafil. Because our focus is not there. Our focus is here. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ذرهم يأكلوا ويتمتعوا ويلهيهم الأمل فسوف يعلمون. The punishment or the reckoning of the people is very close. This is the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets. The reckoning of people is very close. That's what Allah says. اقترب, which is one of the few surahs that starts with this way. It's very different than the usual surah. اقترب, it's very close. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said about the hour. Just pay attention to what I'm saying. بعثت أنا والساعة كهاتين. I was sent as a prophet and the hour like this. Very close. So Allah is saying, people, to you and me, Quran Hakim, wise, full of wisdom, the reckoning is very close. وَاقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ The same word. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ They are clueless, heedless. They are not focused. It's not the priority. And Allah says, you know what? Literally, the way I say, I'm not going to waste any more energy on them. خلاص, you know when you keep saying something to a person, you advise them, you give them, and they say, خلاص, done, I'm done. And Allah, that's exactly what He says. Leave them. He's telling the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, leave them. Let them eat and drink and enjoy their life. Does that apply to us? Let them eat and drink and enjoy. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ They will know there. So مُعْرِضُونَ غَافِلُونَ meaning I need to bring back my focus. You know what's ghafil? Tomorrow you have an exam. Tomorrow you have your son wedding. Tomorrow you have this most important interview of the job. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're cooking. You're cooking this and nobody's going to eat it. Just I feel like cooking today. Right? What are you going to say? Honestly, say, are you out of your mind? You have an exam tomorrow. You have this interview. You need to get ready, go to sleep, get ready. Right? Is that make sense? Is that wisdom? That's what Allah is saying. I send them the book. I send them Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. I gave them the warnings. They are not focused. They're cooking. They're competing. They're building, collecting how much I have in the bank. And I don't say to myself how much I have in the bank of al-akhirah. I always say this to myself, what is your credit with Allah? Or do you have a credit with Allah? Do you have a credit with Allah? Is it negative or what's your balance? Is it negative or positive? لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ مَا أُنْذِرَ أَبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ Now Allah said this the hard one. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Let them do whatever they want to do. Let them be heedless. Let them be not focused. Done. That teaches me and you a lesson in this life. Especially when we really care about people. And everyone in this room, at least you have one or two person you really care about. But for some reason, they are not where you want them to be. I'll say the following. Number one, care about yourself. Are you where you want to be? Or where you should be? Or what Allah expects you to be? One. Number two, there's a limit to what you can do. How many times are you going to tell somebody you need to perform your salah? How many times? How many times are you going to need to tell somebody, don't say this, this is not pleasing to Allah. You're going to reach a point where you say, Ya Allah, don't make them. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ meaning that whatever punishment is going to happen to them, literally, they deserve it. And then Allah gave a parable. It's a beautiful parable, هذا. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ الْأَثْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ This is the parable. When somebody wants one of the punishments for people, right? You're gonna put like a metal collar around their neck, right? If you want to make it even worse, you bring their hands to their neck and you put the collar around. What is going to happen? They can't move. They can't look down. هذا هو المقمحون. Why Allah is saying this? They don't see anything. They don't see what's in the here. They don't see what is here. They cannot move. They only can do this. They cannot even do that. It doesn't move. He's saying, again, this is the deeper and deeper meaning of the Quran. When I only see today and tomorrow, today is Tuesday, what time I have to go to bed, how much left I have to do, whatever. And then I say, okay, tomorrow is Wednesday. What is on my list? Well, then I am like those muqmahun. I'm only seeing this. I'm not seeing this, let alone I'm seeing that. Do you see the parable? It's a very powerful one. Because you rarely see it, but when you read about it, it's like, why did he say this? And the scholars tells you, because once you put, especially if you add the hands, you cannot move your neck. And if you cannot move your neck, I'm not going to be able to see here or here or there. I'm only going to see here. I can't do this. There's no space. Don't be muqmah, meaning see beyond. See beyond. This is what Allah wants from all of us. We live in this dunya, don't take me wrong. I have said this, Allah knows how many times, there's no akhirah without this dunya. I can't go to Jannah if I don't live here. How am I going to qualify? But I cannot have all my focus, front and back, or right and left, is this dunya, depends on my age and where I am in my life, and I did not pay a single attention to the akhirah, and I'm going to expect to go to Jannah. We will go to Jannah because we say La ilaha illallah, but how long it will take us, it's a different story. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ We made like a partition in front of them, from behind them. And بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ meaning always it's in the front. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ They don't see. This actually, it's an incident happened at the time of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Jahl said, let him come and see what I'm going to do to him. And Allah made him blind. He came. And everybody around was looking at him and says, why don't you move? He said, he's not here. He said, he just came and passed. And he said, no, he did. They said, yeah, he did. And even some people say, whenever I don't want to see anything or I don't want anybody to see me, I will say this verse. Don't do that. Because I don't have a proof for that. Again, we don't want to invent things. But the point is, am I, again, always when you read the Quran, even if it is an incident happened before, am I that person? And I'm going to ask you all this question. When I pass, I'm driving, the traffic light is always red, forever is red, or I go and buy a milk and there is no milk, the one I want, or anything happened. Am I blind? Yes or no? You don't know. You're not answering because you don't know why I asked the question. Where I'm getting to? Everything happens, or Allah makes me see, or Allah makes me not see. There is a reason behind it. But we don't see it. Meaning, I don't think of it. I don't even ask the question. Ya Allah, why did you? And in the way why is not questioning Allah's wisdom. Put it in a better way, so it's more etiquettes with Allah. What do you want me to learn? When you made me go to that store, and then I didn't find the milk I want, you're going to laugh at me. I was like, really? This is what it is? How the deen is like about the milk? Yeah, because that's how I'm connected with Allah in every step. When I go to the school, and I hate physics, and then subhanAllah, I get the highest marks in physics. What is he telling me? Are you with me? We need to see. That's why Allah says, وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. Allah repeats this concept in the Quran. They have eyes, but they don't see with it. What does that mean? I see you, but I don't see you. Meaning, I don't see you as a creation of Allah. I don't see the wisdom of Allah in you. I don't see the magnanimity of Allah in you. I see you're a woman, whatever, that everybody else sees. So I don't want to be of those people أغشيناهم. That's, and you're going to always say, Ya Allah, make me see what you want me to see. Meaning, let's come to this life. When I see the joy of this life, the beauty of this life, the power that people have, the beauty people have, the money that people have. These are all mata' al-hayat al-dunya. This is all what we all want. But I'm not saying what is behind it. It's I'm going to be asked. As Sayyidah Aisha, when she saw Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf coming back from Sham, and he was very rich, he was a really successful businessman, and she saw him coming with a long, camels and carrying things. You know what she said? That's the woman who sees beyond. She said, سيطول انتظارك يا عبد الرحمن. You're going to wait for a long time, يا عبد الرحمن. Wait where? Yes, because you have going to ask, you have to go ask Allah, you have to answer to Allah. He's going to ask you everyone, everything on this camel or that caravan, where did it come from? What did she see beyond a caravan, beyond a wealth? This is what you and me, what do we see? If we see somebody rich, what do? I want to be like that. And if we're going to question, may Allah forgive us, where did they get the money from? Now you are thinking ill of the people versus, wallahi, I don't know if Allah will give me this, what's going to happen to me? I probably will going to be lured. He didn't give it to me. Alhamdulillah, it's khair. He sufficed me. Are you with me? Learn to see beyond what you are seeing. Otherwise, you and me, like everybody else outside there, that they don't know who's the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who's the Quran, who's Muhammad, what is Islam. We need to start seeing beyond. When things goes my way, what does he want? What does he want me to do? Why it goes my way? Why it went my way? Not because I'm smart. I planned it. This is how we say. You didn't see. Blind. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nuhyi al-mawta. Pay attention to this verse, because it's going to come, and it is related in many places in Surah Yasin. We bring back the dead. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. Allah, this scares me, high verse. And we write what they have done. And even worse, وَآثَارَهُمْ, the result of what they did. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ, every single thing, أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. We counted, he didn't say عَدَدْنَاهُ, he said أَحْصَيْنَاهُ. Those of you who know Arabic, Al-Ihsa is not Al-I'dad. Al-Ihsa is when you are so particular and meticulous, like a CPA. You know, when CPA apply, when you start doing your taxes, every single thing he's going to ask you about, right? When, then, did you? Whatever. هذا الإحصاء. And Allah is saying, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ. Every single thing. Allah not only knows it and wrote it, but every detail of it, it's in the book. And Allah put this, this is a very scary concept, but it is repeated in the Quran. Al-Kahf, every Friday you read it. What did he say in it? وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً what? إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. We're going to say to our book, when the book is going to be in front of us, because that's exactly what it is. The book is going to be in front of me, mine, not yours. No one will have the book of the other person. That's why literally we should not care about what other people do. We need to care about what I am doing. Because I'm going to look at the book and says, what is wrong with you? I'll talk to the book. What is wrong with you? You didn't leave anything? Anything? Not neither small nor big, but you wrote it? And that's what Allah says, كُلَّ شَيْءَ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. Subhanallah, we are almost done. Ya ilaha illallah. I want to say one thing here. When you do good deed, it's not going to affect you only. It's going to affect so many others. And it can affect people generations. And if you started a good thing, beneficial, that good thing, whoever benefited from it, for thousands of years, you will get the reward. من سن سنة في الإسلام سنة حسنة في الإسلام فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة. Whomsoever started a good sunnah. You know what's the good sunnah? I'm going to take everybody according to their age. The youth, you're the only Muslim in that room, in that school. You are the only. Yeah. Okay. Alhamdulillah. I think it's almost dying. Alhamdulillah. So you are the only Muslim girl in that. You are the only Muslim girl who wears hijab in that school, and you have 10 other girls with you, right? Because you wore that hijab, another one did it, and then you left the school. Left the school. Another girl came in 10 years later. And she was debating. And somebody says, oh, you are like that person, but she did it this way. And your way was not as good as her way. You changed. That girl, Allah knows, where is she now? She will get that reward. Now, the scary part is, the opposite is true. That's why I say to all the women, and I'm going to say it, and please forgive me, but I have to say it. If you dress in a way not pleasing to Allah, and then people follow you, you will be asked about every single woman who followed you. And I'm speaking to those who are influencers, those who have social media presence, those who have impact on others. I told you, you're going to look at the book and I'm going to say, what is wrong with you? You haven't left anything. I cannot add what other people 100 years later did for me. Meaning, there's a woman in the early 1920s. It was the norm. You know who I'm going to talk about. In Egypt, everybody used to cover their face. She went out in public and took it off. It's very well known. You know who I'm talking about. Every woman who took it afterward, she's going to be asked about. Let alone the person who invented, for example, the G's hijab, I call it, which means we moved the hijab to only cover the hair. We changed the hijab from the part, the cover of the body, don't show the beauty of the body, to only cover the hair. Whoever invented this, I don't know. I'm just saying that person is going to be asked. Let alone the person who says hijab is not an obligation, she takes it off. I'm speaking hijab because we're all women. But there is so many other examples. And there's so many examples for men also. So know one thing, when you do something, we don't live alone. I am not in this island in the middle of nowhere by myself. I get affected by people and people get affected by me. And I cannot, wallahi, I tell people, I can't afford that somebody, I will do something, that's something, somebody will do it, it's wrong and she will do wrong and I have to carry with me. The book is already heavy. And the other side, I don't want to add more. And that's what he said, وَآثَارُهُمْ وَآثَارُهُمْ. Ask yourself, each one in this room, young and old, what are you going to leave when you leave? What are you leaving behind you after you leave? And I say this to myself, what footprint or what print you left on this earth when you leave? Children, everybody has children, right? What something you did between you and Allah or in public that you, in front of Allah, say, Ya Rabbi, I did that. Because إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمَ انْقَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ. When the son of Adam dies, his deeds gone, except to three. You all know this, right? صَدَقَةٌ جَارِيَةٌ, continuous charity. Every person in this room should have a continuous charity. I don't care, it's $1 a month. But you really have, because that's for yourself. And this is jariya, that's the beauty of it. It's continuous, meaning you die 100 years from now, it's going to continue. That's why you say the best way is to have a well of water. Because people will keep drinking animal drinks, everybody. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. A child righteous that will make dua for them. Right? Do you make dua for your grandparent? The older people. Right? Do you remember them? No. You remember your parents, yeah. But every time you do your grandparent, come on. No. Do you do dua for your great-grandmother? No, I didn't see her. I don't know her name, actually. I don't even know her face. So literally, 100 years from now, nobody will remember me and you. So I need to work for myself now. So that's the second thing. وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُوا لَهُ. We all are very happy. But 100 years from now, that walad is going to be Well, if he is going to remember, he was going to make a dua for his parents. What about me? Gone. And sadaqatun jariyah. And ilmun yuntafa'u bih. A beneficial knowledge. What beneficial knowledge you have left behind you? Anything. So, subhanAllah, we didn't even get to the story of the village. Next week, alhamdulillah, no rush. But this is what I want you all to leave with you today. There's a reason why Yasin is special. Here you go. Now you are getting into the detail. Take home message. When Allah make an oath of something, that something is extremely important. Because they say, Al-Azizu la yuqsim illa bil-Aziz. Al-Azim la yuqsim illa bil-Azim. The mighty does not make an oath except with something which is might. So the book of Allah is might, is full of wisdom. Everything in that book is wise, brings wisdom in my life, change me, make me better human being. Number one, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What is my relationship with him? Where is he in my life? Three, what are you doing for your akhirah? Are you getting benefit from all what Allah is sending around us? Good and bad. What is happening in Palestine? And the luxury we are living in. The luxury we are living in these days, forget Palestine. Just go 3 hours from California in the plane and just see what is the weather looks like. What is the weather? Was the freezing, cold, bitter? I was in Texas in the weekend. I couldn't believe it. Minus 20. It feels like minus 20 because of the windshield. You land in here. And even the pilot said it. Welcome back to the beautiful California, it's 60. And what I'm doing with this? He's gonna ask me. I give you all this luxury. What did you do with it? So take home message with you. Yasin is a wake-up call. Yasin should change me, like all the other chapters, but this is specifically because it's connected with Al-Akhirah. It keeps reminding me, get ready for your Akhirah. Get ready for your akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us what is beneficial for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who listen to the word of admonition and follow it. And inshallah, if Allah give us life next week, we'll cover the story of Ashab al-Qariya, the dwellers of the village. Jazakumullah khair. We're going to be getting ready for salah. We have a good, mashallah, tabarakallah. So if I can ask everyone from this side to please move the chairs to the side. We'll give you 5 minutes and we're going to be praying Aisha bi-idhnillah jama'ah. Jazakumullahu khayran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi taslima kathira.